There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Merry Christmas from George Strait. Christmas is 364 days away.
I won't miss you.
And I won't ever take you back.
I won't ever take you back.
Girl, your memory.
Girl,
I don't know what I'll be listening to when I drive home today.
Won't ever haunt me.
George Strait.
Cause I don't love you.
Now you'll buy that. Maybe George Strait secretly runs it all. Let's just get the next Vatican call out of the way. Robert in Missouri, real quick, because I want to jam in D and a few others. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say this about that. Every institution that you look at, whether it's the U.S. government, the throne of Britain, the Vatican, they're all occupied by the same evil forces. And so, you know, you can fixate on one, but then you're going to miss out on the other six that you're not looking at. If you get too fixated on the Vatican, which is totally went downward as far as its doctrines and everything else, then you're going to miss the basically the Jewish wing of the mafia, the Freemasonic, the OTO, the Queen of Britain. These sickos over on that throne in Britain, my gosh, they go around and disappear children.
Exactly. Just because there's evil sickos over England doesn't mean that British themselves are bad people. Just because there's a Jewish mafia that basically goes around and gets protection money from all the, you know, major successful Jews doesn't mean Jews are bad. Just because the Catholic Church is New World Order, you know, at the top doesn't mean Catholics are bad people. We need to fight corruption and systems of evil like your kids belong to the state or we're going to get your guns instead of fighting all day about who the biggest head on the Hydra is.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is it's one big massive thing that infects every institution it can get its hands on. Jesus said the devil's kingdom is not divided against itself. They have skirmishes in between each other, but the thing is, they're all divided. I mean, they're all united at this one agenda, which is, why do you think Cuba is going to get normalized its relations with the United States? Guess what? Because they're going to get absorbed into this North American Union, people.
That's right. They're now ready to line it all up. They tried to take over using communism. That didn't work, so now they're using this globalism. Great call, Robert. That's exactly where I'm at. I mean, it's just cheap and easy to say Masons, Jews, Vatican, you know, other groups. It's just so simple. There's an Illuminati formula that is being used to take over everything. And these things have been taken over. You can't debate it. D in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a longtime listener, and I just had a couple points to make. Like, I have to agree with you. People focusing on these groups, it's irrelevant. These power groups are irrelevant. They have to be stopped either way.
Their agenda has to be stopped. Yeah. We have to stop the globalist New World Order, foreign mega banks creating their own governmental systems that circumvent our government. I mean, that checkmates them right there.
Exactly. And, like, focusing on them is exactly what they want. They want us to think that they're all splinter factions, but they're not. And, you know, I just wanted to mention the so-called Sony hacks and how convenient it is that all of a sudden both, you know, Microsoft and PlayStation Network went down right after they supposedly got hacked. And now they're introducing these internet censorship bills and whatnot. It's just way too convenient. And all the people that think that this is, you know, some sort of shadowy group, I think the wool has been pulled over their eyes.
Exactly. Great call. It's targeting people that aren't paying attention. They're rolling out the internet censorship next month, just a few days from now. It's on. Johnny, a Kentucky pastor, you got about 50 seconds here, or tail gunner. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I agree with George and your last caller. We need to repent. We've got to defeat these guys because if we don't, God has showed me and many other visions that martial law, cities burning, Christians' heads being chopped off here, is coming here. We think that it can't happen now. I'm also a musician, and I teach my congregation what's coming, and I push it out of my music. And it's very dire that we get this through. We've got to stop these guys. They're evil. They're satanic, and music, movies, radio.
We've all got to put info out. Sorry to Corey and Dom and others. Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the new world order.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Hills are filled with fire.
Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never
not in Orange County, California, they're fining people for having too many Christmas tree lights on their houses. Wow, there is so much news to get to today, and I think just what I'll do here so that you get an idea of what we're going to be covering is just read the headlines. Obama creates the truth of his agenda. Why does Obama come up with such quick judgments on news events and make them public? LouRockwell.com asked that question. We're going to be breaking it down. Doctors told to report patients who put on weight. I'm not going to the most important news first. I'm just going over the headlines. U.S. military equipment being detoured for possible battle with ISIS. That's out of Fox News. Snow-capped summits give Hawaii a white Christmas. Passenger tossed after flipping out over staff's Merry Christmas. Political correct control freaks. what I just mentioned. Orange County threatens big fines for excessive Christmas decorations. Violent Christmas Eve in the district has 5 people killed in 6 different shootings. Well, that's what you get when you have victim disarmament and only the criminals have the guns. 3-week-old puppies pilfered on Christmas morning after family pistol whipped. What nice folks criminals are. But at least these criminals do it face-to-face, not like the Federal Reserve does with a fraudulent name and inflation. Walmart customers unruly after store closes. Police called. Christmas Eve shooting kills one in Louisiana mall. Woman run over by minivan after Christmas Eve mass. Xbox up, but PlayStation still down after hack attacks. Female veterans battling PTSD from sexual trauma fight for redress. Sandy police deliver presents to family burglarized on Christmas Eve. I've got comments on all these stories. Like people in the comment sections of Infowars.com, and I mean, not all of them, but some of them, and on the site itself that has that article going, don't try it, pigs. Don't try to do anything nice. We know you're all bad. That's exactly what the globalists want, is that if the police try to have community outreach programs and try to be involved in real local community policing and constitutional, then the public's so mad at them already, they just say, no, you just stay over there and be the bad guy. We want to have an us-against-them mentality. That's exactly what the social engineers want. And I'm just tired of being played like a fiddle. I don't know about you. We're taking a stand for freedom, New Yorkers explain, why they are waiting in line to see the interview. Well, if North Korea was really trying to censor it, yes, you should go see it. But it was a Sony stunt, and that's basically been admitted now. And so if you go see it, you're being played as a chump. Now, when the communist Chinese wanted and were successful for a year to block the release of Red Dawn, the remake, and had it changed to North Korea, that was a film I promoted and went and saw, even though it was not a very good film, because it is about stopping censorship. But this is Obama and others and Sony manipulating people's conscience. Critics hate the interview, though. Movie critics say the controversy surrounding the interview is much more interesting than the movie itself. The movie is scoring just 50% positive reviews from critics on Rotten Tomatoes' website. It's fairly even more poorly with top sites who gave it a measly 32% positive rating. Yeah, it's hard to get one that low. It's down to 48% now as we speak. Again, I'm just moving right to left right now across the desk here. I have not even gotten into the hardcore news yet. Russia revises military doctrine, lists NATO buildup as a major threat. Russia considers NATO number one threat and is preparing for war. That dovetails with this article I already mentioned, U.S. military equipment being detoured for possible battle versus ISIS. Japan game over, savings rate turns negative, Japanese economy begins to implode, and that will take the rest of the world with it. So you take down Russia, and you try to block their oil and gas sales, and you destabilize Russia, and you plunge the ruble. That will then start a chain reaction into Europe more than anywhere else, because they get about 60% of their overall energy from Russia at low prices. And then you add to that all the other destabilization going on around the world. This could trigger the big economic collapse, at least a new level of it. That's why they just passed, 2 weeks ago, the new banker bailout legislation ahead of time and the new derivative legislation where you and I guarantee global derivatives by hundreds of shyster organizations. But I get emails, and again, it's a minority of people going, you traitor, you ought to want to bring down Russia. And you ought to want war. And it's just ridiculous. Our country is occupied by the globalists. The LA Times is now reporting that Congress's backroom pension-cutting deal is even worse than expected. Yeah, this has all been rammed through the last spending bill that the Republicans went along with. They're not blocking Obama on executive amnesty. They're not blocking Obama on executive gun grabbing. They're not blocking Obama on shutting down more power plants. And the average yuppie will say, I don't own a coal plant. I don't own stock in one of those companies. No, you just get, well, you used to get half your power from them. Now you get 37%. You notice your power bill's a lot higher. Okay, chumps. But you go, well, it's for the earth. I'm glad that Texas was supplying four states surrounding it. From Colorado, Oklahoma, Louisiana, New Mexico. Now Texas can't supply her own power after 6 years of Obama. But don't worry, more than 19, last time I checked, new giant coal power dirty plants opened right on the Texas border in Mexico. They shoot pure black smoke, mercury out the top, no scrubbers on them. They're much smaller, just a smokestack in the... And the big coal burners that turn the turbines that get generated from the boiled water. And they just belch it right out, and it blows right in and blows on the Mexicans, and our totally clean plants are getting shut down and not allowed to open. Just thought I'd remind you. Because, you know, here's Google. I'm doing pretty good getting into the stack, but Google goes off the climate change deep end. Eric Schmidt, the head of Google, in an NPR interview, went on to say that it is that no one is debating it. It's the same Al Gore quote, 100% all scientists agree, and we should just accept everything. Town Hall has a transcript. Remember, this guy owns wide-body full jets. He flies around, last time I checked, in his own personal 777. One of the other big Google dons I was reading is buying one of those new giant Airbuses. You know, the ones that can hold like 300 people. Big, huge bedrooms in them, party suites, everything. There's only a few folks flying on them when they fly. And that's great. If you didn't get your money from inside deals, and if you didn't want to tell Africans they can't have a car or can't have air conditioning, and you're telling us we can't have anything, just like Al Gore says, when he makes money off the carbon taxes, Google is heavily invested in the different carbon trading schemes. And it's a pure cold-blooded scam to selectively tax energy for every major company and corporation and individual but General Electric, Google, and others who pay zero taxes. And if you go back to 5 years ago, Obama signed an executive order exempting General Electric from the carbon orders he put out that shut down the power plants. Look it up. In fact, guys, you're typing into the NSA, the public arm of it, Google. Just type in, General Electric gets power plant waiver from Obama. And I have this pet peeve. I mean, I talk about power plants at least once a week because it's such a perfect example of how my grandfather never talked about it. After he died, we dug through his letters and manuals and commendations and his Army Air Corps manual. They had like a class manual graduating. And in there were some of the letters of things they did, like bombing German power plants. Well, see, that's what an enemy does. They blow up your power plants. Well, the globalists just turn the power plants off, but leave their power plants on, and then rake you over the coals. It's such a sick joke. 180-plus countries, only about 15 of them are trying to put the carbon taxes in. Australia, some European countries, the UK, the US. Pachauri, who was the head of the UN climate body, turned out he lobbied to get a bunch of steel plants shut down and coal plants in England, and turned out he owns them in India and actually had those very plants, engineers and ownership in the same companies, move to India. That's all it is your company shut down, mine's allowed to operate. That's all it is. Cold-blooded gangster thugism, 110%, laughing at you and your family, while Schmidt flies around on a 777 loaded with the beauty queens of the world. And hey, I'm a libertarian, buddy. You do what you want. But don't you sit around. Don't you sit around while you build this artificially intelligent takeover system in your own words. Look it up. and tell people they don't deserve to have turkey on Christmas. I am sick of you pigs. The real pigs of the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, not the police they want us to get in a shooting war with. The real pigs of the Federal Reserve, they're the real problem. They're the foreign banks squatting on this country.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their body and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, the InfoWars Nightly News Director, Rob Dude, did a little piece, a Christmas New Year's message from the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve we're going to be airing. And we premiered this last year, It's a Wonderful Lie, and no matter where we put it on the internet, it got pulled and censored because it's based on It's a Wonderful Life, totally covered by fair use, totally covered by commentary, 110%, but they're really scared of this video / audio. So if you're a radio listener, you want to go to Infowars.com/show so you can see us stream this live. You'll also be able to hear it. Obviously, as a radio listener, it's radio theater. But you'll have to just save this for yourself because they don't let you post it on YouTube or anywhere else. They pull it down within minutes. And the Federal Reserve has propagandists in every major city on record trying to fight the public discovering that this is a foreign occupational government, corporate government in control that's used our country to take control of the planet. So that is coming up. And who works for them? Well, back in 1913, on December 23rd, now 101 years ago and 3 days. Remember last year? Last December 23rd, 2013, marked the 100th anniversary of the Private Federal Reserve. Well, we are now into the 101st year now being over. We're now 101 years into this monstrosity. And that same day, they claimed that all whatever amount of states it was at the time, there's books on it, The Law That Never Was, and others, we have constitutional lawyers on it. There weren't 50 states at the time. They claimed that a majority had ratified it, and simple research of the state records show that almost all the states did not ratify it or never even voted on it. But they got up and announced that it was now the law. The income tax. Almost every time that Ron Paul, when he was a congressman, would be on CNN or Fox News, they would say, "You want to get rid of the IRS? How will we run the country?" And he would usually be in the Capitol or with the Capitol in the background. I saw him do this at least 10 times over the years, and he would say, "This Capitol got built before we had an income tax. This country had a 10% growth rate on average before 1913. The income tax wasn't implemented widespread until the 40s as a war tax. Then it was like half your income if you were middle class. Something like 30% for the poor." So Kennedy talked to economists, because they kept it from the World War II on, and he repealed the wartime tax, made him very popular. And so when you hear he cut taxes by 50%, that's because some tax brackets were above 50%. And he cut it down to almost nothing. That sounds so radical today that a Democrat would do something like that. It's because the Democratic Party today does not resemble the Democratic Party in any shape or form of 1961. Government knows that when you massively cut taxes, you increase tax revenues. And you know why that is? A lot of states have like a week where they won't have sales tax, so they'll cut it in half. And then revenues sometimes will double or triple. It's because people then shop more when they have more discretionary income. That stirs confidence and more spending, more productivity. But the globalists want a post-industrial world where Google executives have, you know, 10, 15 houses apiece, 4 or 5 wives, 10, 15, 20, 30 mistresses on record. And when I say on record, you can look up news articles where some of these Google guys I'm on today have like 30 girlfriends that get on the airplane with them. Oh, there's Schmidt getting on the airplane with like 30 women. And he and others have them wear bags over their heads like Michael Jackson, veils, so people can't see what porn star they're loading on. He wants privacy, but you don't get it. But what I'm getting at here is we are now 101 years under the private, mainly European bank-owned Federal Reserve. It's not federal. That's just a fact. Think of the fraud of that. And 101 years of the IRS, where General Electric, Google, basically all of them are tax-exempt. They wrote the laws. Warren Buffett. But they're coming for you. They're increasing audits of blue-collar workers. Just search engine that. They take them off the rich people and they put them on you or the middle class. And now the IRS is still penalizing Christine O'Donnell the second time, placed levy on bank accounts. The IRS says it's a mistake. They are intensifying their persecution. This is a group of totalitarian criminal thugs who'd love to have a Bolshevik-style revolution in this country and line conservatives, libertarians up and shoot us. I'm telling you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide, and I really wasn't going to plug anything here, even though we fund our operation with high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, but it's been about a month since I did an Oxy powder cleanse, and I decided this morning that I'm going to do a week-long cleanse of at least 6-7 pills a day. They recommend 5, but I get better results with 6 or 7. It's time-release oxygen powder. Why wait to the new year? I was planning to do this in the new year. Why not start now? Oxy powder. So I take 2 or 3 pills in the morning, 2 or 3 at night, and I am golden. After about 2-3 days, the results start. Your upper and lower intestine will be completely flushed out, and upwards of 75% of your immune system is in your gut. The different GMOs, the different chemicals that are in the food and water basically kill the good flora in your gut. This is beyond probiotics. It is ozonated, time-released oxygen that releases in the upper and lower intestine, not in your stomach. and you will have, I mean, I can say everyone that's taken, you can't say guaranteed, but you've heard the callers call in. You've heard Rob do in 1 week lost 12 pounds, and he's in good shape. The average person has 20 pounds of detritus that has built up. And then you get the BT corn that's in almost everything as a filler that has its own pesticide in it that kills the flora. It is time to flush your gut in the new year. And this is the most dramatic product we have of all of them. You see the quickest results of all our products at InfoWarsLife.com with the Oxy powder. And you can do about three cleanses with one bottle. It is so dramatic that I think it's the biggest weight loss secret out there from my experience, because it doesn't go to making you lose the general fat that's on you. Even though when you have a healthier gut, you absorb food better, nutrients better, and I think it helps you lose weight. This just physically gets the rotting garbage. I mean, you wouldn't eat turkey that had been left out for 3 days on the counter, would you? How about a piece of turkey that's been in your gut for 5 years? You think that's good for you? You wonder why intestinal and colon cancer and stomach cancer are off the charts? And this is such a phenomenal product. I've only done the cleanse twice. I lost more than 10 pounds when I did it, and I couldn't handle it. I stopped it for 4 days. I'm doing 7 days right now, starting right now. And I can't handle it. There's nothing painful, but you got to stay close to a toilet within about 100 yards. Like Rob Dew said, after about 4 days, he goes, man, I don't know if I can do this. Well, I don't want to have my guts rot, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it every 3 months. Oxy powder, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. And in the new year, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to start taking the X2 super nascent, crystal-based, deep-earth-sourced, proprietary iodine. It's time to start taking the super male, super female vitality. It's time to start taking the other InfoWars Life products, the Occupower, the DNA Force, life-changing. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. That's our line of products. There's also the excellent longevity products discounted with free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. At InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to become a distributor, and the phone numbers there to talk to the InfoWars team or the InfoWars Health crew are on both of those websites as well. InfoWarsHealth.com, or you can go to InfoWarsTeam.com for the fine longevity products discounted. And all of your purchases help support the broadcast and the overall transmission. You can also find a great book there on the side about epigenetics. Now, before we go any further, let's just get right to this piece by Rob Dew on the Federal Reserve. Then we are going to get into Jeb Bush for president, Hillary for president, that battle shaping up. China set to test Ebola vaccine. NSA reports it may have broken laws with decades of spying on U.S. citizens. Hagman and Hagman, but the father and son, private investigator team, great journalist. A lot of breaking intel are coming on. Got a bunch of Christmas news we're going to get to. And then at the bottom of the third hour, we're going to air some clips of the just-released false flag interview that they're using to try to pass internet censoring legislation next month, along with the Sony hack. We now have the Xbox hack as well. We're going to be talking about that with John Bound in studio. We're going to play some clips from the interview and analyze this true super turkey that's been turned into a giant profit center via the triangulated scam of the NSA, Obama, and, of course, Sony and the Japanese mafia. But let's go ahead and go to the special message for 2014 Christmas message from the Federal Reserve that we put on the website yesterday that we're airing here.
Hello, I'm Mr. Moneybags. And I have a message for all of you out there this Christmas season. As you sit down with your family and friends, You need to be thankful of the unseen hand that has guided your monetary system for the last 101 years now. That's right. Thanks to some members of an unknown group who decided they should take it upon themselves to control the monetary supply for the betterment of the collective as a whole. When ultra-mega-rich people like myself want to help little people like you, we have to make sure our assets have cover. We like to have our losses shared by the public, but keep our profits private and to ourselves. So my unknown group, which included the heads of J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, National City Bank of New York, First National Bank of New York, and the founder of the Council on Foreign Relations, met on an island on the coast of Georgia for a, quote, hunting trip. We would divide the country, banking system, into 15 districts with one main office in Washington, D.C. We didn't want the government meddling in our affairs, so we had a ceremonial pitchman position created, and that person would be the focal point for all criticism and damnation when the people discovered that printing money out of thin air would cause inflation. This person was known as the chairman, and our little banking organization we called the Federal Reserve, which is about as federal as Federal Express. Oh, I love that one. We ran this little plan through Congress and the Senate in just 2 days in late December, and we had our little agent Woodrow Wilson sign it just 2 days before Christmas. Ah, the most wonderful time of year. Anyway, flash forward 101 years, and we have fully recovered from the recessions of 2008, 2000, early 90s, early 80s, mid-70s, late 60s, early 60s, the recessions of 58, 53, 49, 45, 38, 37, and 33, which started back in 1929. The stock market has never been higher, billionaires are buying all in New York City, and I've never had so much money for my bags, which is why I believe I was put here on this earth. Never mind economic production, unemployment, reduced labor pool, outsourcing of factories, our money backed by something tangible. As long as we have ones and zeros, we can kick you and your children's future down the road until it's too late for your peons to stop us. So Merry Christmas from the Federal Reserve, celebrating 101 years of economic disparity and financial ruin, except for those of us who know the inside of the money to bags ratio quotient.
Thank you, Shadow Chairman of the Federal Reserve. Very, very nice. Now, we're going to play this highly censored video. You notice that the people that own A Wonderful Life, I think it's Turner Broadcasting, you notice they don't come out and say, hey, we're going to sue you, you can't air clips of our famous movie, clearly fair use. They just have it censored all over the internet when we play this video that parallels It's a Wonderful Life with the real world that's happening back then and again today. And, of course, The Wizard of Oz and It's a Wonderful Life were both films made about the banksters and about the manipulation of currency. The first being The Wizard of Oz, that was a play written about the silver and gold standard. And then we're going to play a clip of Alan Greenspan on PBS saying the Federal Reserve is above the law. But first, let's go to David Knight's excellent It's a Wonderful Lie. Be sure and record the audio and the video of this. Screen capture this if you're watching our live streams at Infowars.com/show, because we put up more than 8 copies of this over the years, and it's taken down in minutes. They are scared of this. Here it is.
Over the last 100 years, the Federal Reserve has created bubbles and burst them, enslaved us with debt, and destroyed our purchasing power through inflation. Yes, it's been a wonderful lie for the bankers. There are striking parallels in Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life to the lies and tricks that real bankers use to create the Federal Reserve. Human nature doesn't change, and the greedy elite of 1913 and 2013 look and act a lot like Potter, the banker in the movie. And many Americans are left like George Bailey, staring into the abyss as their dreams collapse and they face financial ruin. Do we live in a country that looks a lot more like Pottersville than Bedford Falls? What does Frank Capra's film show us about how we got here and how we can get out? When the Federal Reserve was created 2 days before Christmas 100 years ago, it was a culmination of 6 years of fraud, fear, and manipulation.
I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
The Panic of 1907 was used to shape public support for the Fed. The panic was triggered by rumors that two major banks were about to become insolvent, just as we see in the movie.
George, there is a rumor around town that you close your doors. Is that true? I am going all out to help in this crisis. I have just guaranteed the bank sufficient funds to meet their needs. They will close up for a week and then reopen.
Just took over the bank.
I may lose a fortune, but I am willing to guarantee your people, too. Just tell them to bring their shares over here, and I will pay 50 cents on the dollar.
Oh, you never miss a trick, do you, Potter?
Unfortunately, J.P. Morgan got away with the deception and was able to shut down competitors and snapped up assets at fire sale prices.
Take during the Depression, for instance. You and I were the only ones that kept our heads. You saved the building alone. I saved all the rest.
Yes, well, most people say you stole all the rest.
The envious ones say that, George. The suckers.
Charles Lindbergh Sr. warned people at the time of the creation of the Federal Reserve that it would not stop boom and bust cycles, but would actually create them in order to benefit its private owners. Here's what he said. To cause high prices, all the Federal Reserve Board will be to lower the rediscount rate, producing an expansion of credit and a rising stock market. Then, when businessmen are adjusted to these conditions, it can check prosperity in mid-career by arbitrarily raising the rate of interest. It can cause a pendulum of rising and falling market to swing gently back and forth, or cause violent fluctuations by a greater rate variation. And in either case, it will possess inside information as to the financial conditions and advanced knowledge of the coming change, either up or down. This is the strangest, most dangerous advantage ever placed in the hands of a special privileged class by any government that ever existed. The system is private, conducted for the sole purpose of obtaining the greatest possible profits from the use of other people's money. They know in advance when to create panics to their advantage, and they know when to stop panic. Inflation and deflation work equally well for them when they control the finance. As we see in the movie, not all lending institutions have the same motivations.
Now, you take this loan here, Ernie Bishop. You know, that fellow that sits around all day on his brains in his taxi, you know. I happen to know the bank turned down this loan. But he comes here, and we're building him a house worth $5,000. Why?
Well, I handled that, Mr. Potter. You have all the papers there, his salary, insurance. I can personally vouch for his character.
Friend of yours?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
As a former FDIC chair said, all too often the large banks use their models and their algorithms, and if you don't fit in their boxes, you don't get the loan. And Dodd-Frank legislation is tying the hands of small lenders, shutting out buyers and shutting down lenders. Today there are fewer lenders than at any time the government has kept records. 10,000 banks disappeared between 1984 and 2011.
This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
In the movie, George gets to see what happens to the small town if Potter didn't have competition from credit unions and smaller lenders.
If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends. Look, little fella, why don't you go off and haunt somebody else?
Yeah, so you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, eh?
Well, I don't know. I guess you're right. I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
Pottersville, the only businesses thriving are vice. People are angry. The town is filled with signs like, keep moving, keep off the grass. Bert the cop actually shoots at George when he's running away and is no threat to anyone.
Stand back!
Everyone is a renter. No one has a stake.
Now, you're Ernie Bishop, and you live in Bailey Park with your wife and kid.
Look, Bud, what's the idea? I live in a shack in Pottersville. My wife ran away 3 years ago and took the kid, and I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Private property and everyone having a stake is the antidote to Pottersville.
You're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers?
But whether it's the Trans-Pacific Partnership or a global carbon tax, the global elite don't see you as a stakeholder. They want to turn us all into serfs and treat us like cattle.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on.
Speaking of riches, do you find the salary amounts amusing when Potter tries to buy George off?
Let's look at your side. Young man, 27, 28, married, making, say, 40 a week.
45.
45. 45. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
$20,000 a year?
You wouldn't mind living in the nicest house in town? Buying your wife a lot of fine.
That was like $1 million.
A couple of business trips to New York a year. Maybe once in a while Europe. You wouldn't mind that, would you, George?
Would I?
Even if George had saved a lot of his $20,000 salary, would it have bought much a couple of decades later? By even the government's very conservative estimate of inflation, the dollar has lost 90% of its value since 1940.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
In school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too. Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Using government regulation. I remember about 4 years ago when they passed a bunch of new, quote, bank regulations. The head of the Texas Banking Association wrote an article for the Texas Business Journal and the Austin Business Journal. I saw it several places saying these new regulations are meant to shut down competition and to absolutely rake people over the coals. And the article went into the private Federal Reserve. So even the heads of state banking boards know what's going on. Well, of course they know what's going on. But now they're speaking about it. It's safe now. 15 years ago, if you talked about this, they would send the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, and you might have the FBI come to your house or come to your business. We're here to do an emergency audit for fraud. These are federal marshals from the Treasury Department. They would come after you if you were in business and even talked about this. Guess what? You lose, New World Order. The House this year and 2 years ago passed the audit. The Senate barely defeated it. That's from no co-sponsors just 15, 16, 17 years ago for Ron Paul. The jig is up. The truth is coming out. And even you even have Fed chairmen in Dallas and Missouri that have come out and said the Fed's become destructive. It was always destructive, but we need to reform it. We need to stop it. We need to stop giving free money to these offshore elites. We need to stop devaluing the dollar. I happen to know people, and I'll just leave it at that, that know the Kansas City and Dallas Fed heads. And they know that this is going to destroy the country. Sure, they don't mind being parts of big banks and running things back when they were actually giving some credit to people. Now it's purely a screw job. Purely a screw job. And so even people in their own system don't want to be part of it. Don't want to wreck their children and grandchildren's future. This will make us like Pottersville when there's death in the streets. That's what it creates. We don't want that. This broadcast is about exposing the hat trick, exposing the scam. Now, this clip's about 7 years old. It was the outgoing head of the Federal Reserve, right after he'd left, Alan Greenspan, who wrote books about the New World Order and about the private Federal Reserve. So they bought him off. He was a smart economist, friends with Ron Paul. Here he is, they say, on the Lehrer NewsHour. He's asked, what is the role of the Federal Reserve? And he says, well, just that no other group of government can audit us or look at us, and we're independent. Checks and balances on the three branches of government. Legislative, executive, judicial. Legislative controls the power of the purse, not this fourth branch, foreign robber baron bankers. But that's how far we've come, where there's the occupier. If he was wearing a Hitler monkey suit or a Stalin monkey suit or Fidel Castro monkey suit, no one would go along with it. But it's a little man in a suit with little glasses in an American accent telling you this when he is as foreign as Martians to our system. Now let's go to this clip.
I apply it. I have the ideology because I believe that it is the best way of coming at the world and what type of policy.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And
What a profound statement. It doesn't matter what Congress thinks. We're above the law. No one can tell us what to do, and we're an agency. What, like Cobra? Like Spectre? Like the man in the moon? I mean, this is how our ignorance empowers the system. And then I'm a conspiracy theorist because I'm informed. No. And that line doesn't work anymore. Second hour, masses of key global news. And we'll talk to the Northeast Intelligence Group coming up. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.